This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The U.S. Senate has passed its version of the defense budget, which includes some Colorado priorities. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill reimburses communities cleaning up PFAS, so-called forever chemicals, around active duty bases. It's a measure Democrat Michael Bennett and Republican Cory Gardner spearheaded together. Bennett's amendments to the bill involve helping small businesses transition to full DOD contracts and pushing DOD to create strategies to retain women in the military. Gardner stressed military construction in Colorado and underemployment among military spouses. The next step will be for the Senate and House to reconcile their differing bills. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Students, faculty, and staff at CU Boulder will be required to fill out a health questionnaire for each day they intend to be on campus. Four health indicators will be monitored: symptoms, temperature, recent contact with a potential COVID-19 case, and testing history. The questionnaire is one of several coronavirus mitigation efforts made by CU, including mandatory mask wearing. And a longtime 9 News weatherman has left the station after a controversial tweet about police. Marty Coniglio had been a meteorologist in Colorado for 3 decades, according to the Denver Post. But recently on Twitter, he compared the federal government's deployment of troops to U.S. cities to the Nazis. Prominent Republicans criticized the tweet. Another day of cooler temperatures across the Front Range, and rain is likely again. Highs near 80 for Denver. You're listening to CPR News.